Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God. Welcome to this month's new series. As you listen, may you be blessed and changed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Bishop Ed Belong was taking us on a subject he entitled Prolonging the Usefulness of the Vision and the Visionary. Actually, he just said the usefulness of your visionary. But I felt we're going to put everything together so that, you see, we can last a bit longer. Praise the Lord. So prolonging the usefulness, meaning the relevance of the vision and the relevance of the visionary. I say, if the vision becomes irrelevant, even though it is there for 1,000 years, it will not mean anything. Praise the Lord. Do you want to change your music? We have started preaching now. Praise the Lord. All right. So, you know, if the vision is there for 100 years, but there's no relevance to it, like a Methuselah vision, 969 years, nothing to show for it. So prolonging the usefulness of the vision, that the vision must remain relevant. As long as the vision is relevant, the vision will have people to run with it. If our vision becomes irrelevant, and I don't think this vision will ever be irrelevant. Building one church in many locations, locally and globally, that is what Jesus is doing. I don't see this vision ever becoming irrelevant. We can change our method, but the vision will always remain the same. Praise the name of Jesus. And the visionary, I think that was very profound. You know, you can find the message of Bishop Ed in our cast box. You can go there and listen to that message. It was a very profound message that he preached in this regard. Hallelujah. Now, I would like to tell you why ABC should last longer. Meaning the vision, the visionary. Why is it important that this ministry should last? The first reason is because by lasting, you defeat the pain of starting over again. When you buy a phone and it breaks within 2 weeks, your phone didn't last. Then you have to go through the painful process of buying another one. When you get involved in a relationship and within 6 months, the relationship is broken. You see, first of all, the pain, the breakup of the relationship itself brings a lot of pain. Then you now need to go through further pain of starting another one. So you see, things not lasting, you know, it perpetuates the pain of having to start again. I don't think you want to go back through the past 10 years of ABC to be where we are now. The pain of existing, the pain of getting the first piece of land, the pain of getting the next one, the pain of buying our first bricks, the pain of getting our first books, it's a pain. You don't want to start all over again. You just want the thing to continue and to get better along the way. And that's why we need to have a vision to prolong. Prolonging means to make the thing to last long. It's very important. It's very, very important. I think the reason why God brought the principle of restoration is because of the pain of starting again. God restores as if you didn't lose. Because you see, when you have to start from scratch, my God. That's why things like car accidents and all these things are satanic in nature, because they break everything and you have to start again. You have to start again. Divorce is satanic because it destroys. I mean, you've spent years courting this person. You've spent years adjusting to this person. You've spent years learning this person, fine-tuning with this person. Now you are finally getting going. Children have come into the picture. Look, don't get me wrong. I know there are certain instances, but I'm just saying, do think about it. After all of that, the whole thing has to be broken and you have to start from scratch. That's why sometimes some people, when they look at the pain that they went through, they just say, you know what, let's continue. And other people, after they have broken the whole thing, and they look at the pain that it took them to do it the first time, they just say, you know what, let me rather be like this. I don't want to get married again. I don't want to do ministry again. I don't want to run a church again. I don't want to have a cell again. I don't want to, because you see, it's painful to start again. It's painful. But if you can learn how to continue, if you can learn how to prolong what you currently have, especially if it is a good thing. Now, if it is a bad thing, by all means, break it and start again. But if the thing is right, then I would like to suggest to you, you should learn how to make sure it doesn't stop. The second reason is because the end is usually better than the beginning. Things are never what they're supposed to be at the beginning. So when you let the thing break at the beginning, you didn't see the full glory of the thing. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8, the end of a matter is better than its beginning. I mean, in all fairness, 10 years later, ABC looks far better than 10 years earlier. I mean, if ABC had ended at 5 years, everything that you saw this past weekend, it was never going to exist. It was never going to exist. And that is how it is. When you allow the thing to end before the end, when you allow it to end before the end, you miss the opportunity to see the full glory of the thing. Job 8 verse 7, though thy beginning was small, yet thy later end should greatly increase. The end is better. The end. So you need to last to reach the end. Thy later end, not thy later beginning, thy later end. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Thy later end shall greatly increase. Habakkuk 2 verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. You see, it is the end. At the end, it shall speak. The vision doesn't speak at the beginning. In other words, when you see a vision starting, what you are seeing is not what the vision is saying. You will hear the real words of the vision at the end. This is a way to encourage somebody here. Don't give up now, because where you are is not the end. If it doesn't look like the end, brother, you need to get strength from the Lord to continue moving, because it will speak. At the end, you will not have to speak. When you reach the end of your vision, you stop speaking. The vision starts speaking for itself. It starts speaking for itself. He said it will speak and will not lie. In other words, even the naysayers, even the mockers, even those that were undermining you, at the end, they will all agree that no, this thing is working. That is what is going to happen for somebody here in the name of Jesus. That's why we have Hebrews 6:12, one of my favorite scriptures in the New Testament. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what was promised. You see, patience is so that you can continue and reach where you're supposed to reach. Faith is so that you can believe something is happening. But patience is that you should remain in the thing long enough until it speaks. Faith and patience. It's dangerous to have faith and impatience. This is an accident waiting to happen. Faith must work with patience. They are twin brothers. Once you have faith, you must have the faith of Abraham, but you must also have the patience of Abraham to wait for 25 years to see the fulfillment of a promise.
This is why we should last long. Except problems, except sickness, except diseases, except poverty that must disappear as soon as possible. Everything else that God has for you, you must be in it long enough. Long enough. So 6:12, Hebrews 6:12 says, do not become lazy. Then Galatians 6:9, will you remember 6:12 and 6:9? Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not become weary. Hebrews 6:12, do not become lazy. Galatians 6:9, do not become weary, meaning discouraged. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I thank God we didn't give up during COVID. I thank God we didn't give up when that devilish storm came and broke about 3 of our chapel's roofs. I thank God we didn't give up when some key people left the church. There were so many things that have happened over the years that were reason enough to give up. But look at us 10 years now, just last week, we didn't remember the roof that were broken. We didn't remember the COVID. We didn't remember any of those things. Why? Because we entered a harvest. And when you enter your harvest, you forget your sowing time. You forget the sowing time. It's like a mother, a woman that was pregnant and that was going through that painful process and the delivery process, the labor, as soon as the child is born, she forgets all the pain. That's why I feel for women who miscarry. I feel for women who have stillborns. It's not a good thing because what is the use of all that process if at the end of the day I cannot see my harvest? What is the end of praying for nights, going for all nights, not going to parties, doing all of these things just so that at the end of the day you can backslide again? You tell me. What is the use of keeping yourself for years just that at the last minute you give up and go back to what you left off? Those doggish behavior and piggish behavior. The third reason why ABC and anything you are busy with should last longer is because empowerment and fulfillment comes as you stay true to the same cause. Empowerment doesn't happen at the beginning. No. And fulfillment, you say fulfillment that you have done something, you are proud of what has happened, that doesn't happen at the beginning. At the beginning, it's a lot of work. And work scares a lot of people. Now, listen to Jesus in the book of Luke 22, verse 28. He says, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. He says, you are the ones, you look at his 12 disciples, he says, you are those that continued with me when I was going through trials, difficult times, problems, you continued with me. You know, temptations, trials, and tribulations are designed to siphon people and see who is really with you. Brothers and sisters, I'm happy that we are all in this ministry, but you'll be surprised if something terrible was to happen. God forbid, I don't know if we will see all of us. When Jesus got arrested, the Bible says all the people deserted him. Praise the Lord. But thank God they didn't desert for long. They came back. Hallelujah. So he said, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. Now watch it. He says, and I appoint unto you a kingdom. Appointments, empowerments come as a result of staying in the thing. The little voice God is beginning to give me is because for 10 years, actually it's more than 10 years. When we talk about 10 years, it's just ABC. But I've been preaching since 2011. ABC was started in 2015. You have continued. I've been in the same area until he sends me elsewhere. I've been in the area where he placed me. As if I don't know South Africa. As if there are no fans that I could not decide, let's go and start there. We could do that. You have continued with me in my temptations, those difficulties, those painful processes, pastoring young people who don't have money, doing it faithfully, without putting pressure on them. He said, I appoint unto you a kingdom. You have reached a level where I cannot appoint you, I cannot ordain you, I cannot put my power on you. You know why there's a lot of powerlessness out there? People don't continue in their temptations. They don't continue in the difficulty. They don't stay in the course. Just because it's hard, they pull out. Just because people have left the church, you pull out also. Just because this and this have gone, you also pull out. No, for you to be empowered, you need to stay in the thing for a long time. He says, I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. He said, these are fulfillment, these are benefits that are now beginning to come. Now you can eat, now you can drink. Initially, you have to feed others, you have to gather the crumbs, but now he says, now you will eat also, and you will drink at my table. And then this is a way for me to quickly caution us against premature exposure, premature fulfillment, and premature rewarding. That you see pastor wearing a suit, you also want to wear a suit now. This is how many years later? How many years later? He says, I appoint unto you a kingdom after you have continued with me in my temptations. Premature exposure. Premature gratification. You haven't even done this. You already want this. No, Pastor Pascal is on YouTube. I must also be on YouTube. How many years before I come on YouTube? How many years? You think about it. You think about it. How many years? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he says, and to sit on thrones. To sit on thrones. You see, all of that is, don't you think that is empowerment? Number one, I appoint you. Number two, you eat and drink at my table. Number three, you sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So you receive the power to determine the destinies of people after you've been involved in something for a while. There are servants of God I know now. If they say one word, something will shift for somebody. But that type of power, God doesn't just give it to you because he likes you. You must have stayed with him for a while. You must have been faithful. You must have been faithful. So I'm encouraging somebody here today. Don't jump off the boat yet. Continue, even if there are temptations. Brother, the things are going to be hot down there. But stay to pour water. Pour water on yourself. Pour some water on yourself and continue. Even when you feel the heat, pour water. That's why we have a fridge. Put water in the fridge. Let it cool off. Pour on yourself. Use the water of the word. You would cast box. You will survive one more day. You will survive one more week. And your time will finally come. And God will appoint you. God will ordain you. God will establish you. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you something? You see, if you think our God here by wishy-wishy, you are making a mistake. If I'm here today because of me, I'll die by tonight. Yeah. We have a few branches around. Do you know that I sleep? When I go to bed, I sleep. It's not like, what is happening in that branch? What is going on there? What? No. Because God is the one who gave. When God is the one who gave, there's no sorrow. But if you gave to yourself, you will have to get spies to check what your shepherd is doing. You'll have to get spies to say, the money they say, the people, is it really the money? You will not have peace. That's how you die. But when God is the one who is giving you, and that's why I'm saying, don't go for things he hasn't given. Let him take you on a step-by-step process. I thank God for these past 10 years. I'm grateful. When we started out, we didn't see any of the things that are going on now. Not that is the, I mean, it's compared relatively to others, it's nothing. But for us, it's something. We thank God for, we didn't have it 10 years ago. We didn't have any of it. We didn't have this 10 years ago. We didn't have it. So we are very grateful. Hallelujah. Are you blessed already? I'm giving you three reasons why it is important that you should last long. That ABC should last long. You see, as ABC keeps staying around, some people that today despise us will finally start realizing that we are not joking, and they will join. And it will bring more power in the system. But if you are there for 2 months and then you are gone, they will just say, we knew it. We knew it. Don't confirm people's bad prophecies by your short-lived success. Prolonging the usefulness of the vision and the visionary. Are you still here? I'm talking about the fact that at the end, you usually get empowered. Remember Elijah? The Bible says, then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto the Jordan. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. I will not leave you. Why? Elisha saw how many left Elijah. Over 30 sons of the prophet that used to be in the school. Today they are standing from far. He said, me, I will not leave you. Even if I mean, can you realize that Elisha was the only one left? No, it doesn't say it was Elijah and Elisha. No. It was only the two of them. This is the man of God that has reshaped the spiritual demography and atmosphere of the entire land. He is about to be taken away, and there's only one person near him. Only one person survived. May you be that one person that will always be there, no matter what. Amen. No matter what. Do you think it was easy to be near Elijah? Not at all. That's why people ran away. The temptations, the trials, the difficulties chase a lot of people away. But Elisha, giving the invitation 4 times to leave, 4 times, Elijah said to Elisha, go. 4 times. He refused. And that's why he ended up being the one empowered. 2 Kings 2, now, I was on 2 Kings 2 verse 6, now 2 Kings 2 from verse 9. The Bible here says, and so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what may I do for you before I am taken from you. You see, why didn't he ask that before? Why didn't he tell Elisha to ask in Bethel? Why didn't he tell Elisha to ask in Jericho? Why didn't he tell Elijah to ask in that other place? Why is he saying it after they crossed the Jordan? Because this is the end. There are certain things you will never hear until you wait for the end. Even my sermon, you live in the middle of the sermon, you will not hear certain things. Sometimes to hear something fully, you need to stay till the end. To grasp it properly. That's why people pick a piece and piece and they start running with stories. Because they didn't capture the whole vision. They didn't capture it well. There are some people that judge me too early. For them I was a useless person. For them I was not called for. They judge it too early. It was too early to pass a judgment, my brother. It was too early to think what you thought. So now as the vision is unfolding, people are realizing, hey, I think we missed it there. Hey, I think we missed it there. Don't be that type of a person. You see, Elijah, the sons of the prophet later sat down and said, hey, we thought nobody will catch this thing. But Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, does rest on Elisha. And they all bow to him. Don't be among those who will bow when you see what God has done. Simply because you couldn't stay till the end. He said, ask what I may do for you before I am taken from you. All along I was asking you to go away from me. But I'm now telling you, I'm going to be taken away from you. That should be the only reason why you and this person, like, it should never be that I am going. Is that no? It means you are not going. That's the only reason. I tell you, may God help us in the name of Jesus. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. If you see me till the very last minute, like even though you've worked all the journey with me, it's still not over. You have to stay till I'm actually gone. Then the power will come. Are you here? Now you see, just these three reasons I have given you, you can already see that you should fight. If God has given you a business, that business shouldn't die before you even get the first customer. I mean, some of us, like, you just put a car wash. Not one car has already come. You're already closing the car wash down. Look at yourself. God wants us to have results. Because results honor God. Let me be honest with you. Results honor God. Lack of results dishonor God. You have to know that very well. This rendering that is going on, that people can, when nothing is working, then they come to church. As if church is accommodative of a behavior that is like, I mean, when nothing is happening, then you know God understands. There's nothing like that, brother. There's nothing like that. In the book of John 15 verse 8, it says, but by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. You bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So a true disciple bears much fruit. And when you bear fruit, the Father is glorified. When you get things done, the Father is glorified. When you get results in your school, in your academics, in your work, in your ministry, in your family life, when you get results in your spiritual life, when you get results, God is glorified. And they come out of that lie that you know, no, God understands. Jesus is from God. Jesus is telling you and me that when you bear much fruit, the Father is glorified. The Father is glorified. So from today, may you receive a fresh baptism into a desire to bear much fruit. Amen. Let me help you quickly. Do you know why some of us don't bear fruit? Because you didn't go through the process of Joseph. The Bible says Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh. Because God has healed me from my troubles and from my father's house. Oh yes. I wish I can find it. Hallelujah. Here we go. Genesis chapter 41, verse 51 to 52. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, it is because God has made me forget all my troubles and all my father's household. God has made me forget. It's very important that you go through a healing process. When you come to church, you are carrying a baggage. A lot of things have happened to you, my friend. So God starts by first healing you, making you forget. Look, you might tell me you are healed, but if you haven't forgotten that thing, I don't know if you are healed from that thing. So he says, God has made me forget. You should know what Joseph went through. Then the Bible says in 52, the second son, he named Ephraim and said, it is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. You see, before fruitfulness, there's first healing. The space healing, a lot of it's just like a tree. If a tree has fungus and all kinds of things, that tree will not do well. We need to treat the tree first. So this is one of the reasons why, you know, you are not fruitful, because you are still stuck in the past. The things that were said against you are still waking and speaking against you. Like you have allowed those things to continue controlling your life. And you cannot believe that God can use you. I mean, I was stuck. I never thought that God can use me to even win one person before. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? When I started pastoring a few people, Satan convinced me, you will never have a church building in 1,000 years. I was so afraid. I remember one time a brother came to show me some land. I hated that brother. I was so angry at the brother for showing me a land that was going to bring me problems. I said, this guy, I'm at peace here in Sun City. He's not taking me to lead that to show me a land so that people cannot start fighting me. I was living in fear. Today, yours truly is the one looking for lands all over the place. Even fighting for them. Even this week we're fighting for one. Do you understand? The same person. Why? When God started healing me, my mind started changing and I started becoming fruitful. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and start praying. Father, heal me, heal me. Anything that is still holding me back, heal me in the name of Jesus. Heal me in the name of Jesus. Heal me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing today. Receive your healing today. Now, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Anything from your past that is breaking you, anything from your past that is discouraging you, anything from your past that is causing you to not believe that the favor of God is upon your life, I pray for you today. May the healing power of God set you free from this thing. Evil words spoken against you, may the healing power set you free from these things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's continue. Another reason why people are not healed is because of what we find in 2 Peter chapter. I mean, the reason why people are not fruitful. 2 Peter 1, 5 to 8, he says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence. Say with me, all diligence. Diligence is hard work, persistent hard work. Persistent hard work. All diligence. Add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. Then add to virtue knowledge. Then to knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. He says, for if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. He said, these are the reasons why people are unfruitful. They haven't added things to what they have. Go to my teachings, The Winning Formula. I have expounded on this verse for 4 weeks. Go check The Winning Formula to becoming a fruitful person. I take you through each one of these things, how you can add them to your life. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we can establish clearly here this morning that God is glorified when you have results. He is glorified when you are fruitful. But you see, those results must not be short-lived. Be fruitful, but it says that your fruit should last. I said you should be fruitful, yes, but then the fruit should last. So don't just have results. Have lasting results. Lasting results. Hallelujah. Your results shall not be short-lived in the name of Jesus. In the Bible, we have a person who had a very short-lived result. His name was King Zimri.
1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15. Zimri began to rule over Israel in the 27th year of King Asa's reign in Judah. But his reign in Tirzah lasted only 7 days. Do you imagine being a king for 7 days? You are a king for 7 days. Huh? Short-lived success. The longest reign of a king in Israel was Manasseh, 51 years. Followed by Jeroboam, 41 years. I mean, compare 51 years to 7 days. Compare 41 years to 7 days. 7 days. This guy reigned for 7 days. So he became king, but not long enough. I'm told also of a certain William Henry, who was the shortest-lived American president. He was president for 31 days. Can you believe it? People, at least 1 year, at least. I mean, he was president for 1 month. From the 4th of March to the 4th of April, 1941. And apparently, he brought this on himself. The day of his inauguration, it rained. But he insisted on doing his long speech. Just like, it is raining, do you understand? And he is speaking, but he doesn't want to cut the speech short. So he stayed in the rain to make his whole speech. And he caught pneumonia. And exactly 1 month later, he was buried. So he failed to cut the speech short. The speech cut his presidency short. So this month, our series title is Commanding Lasting Results. Commanding Lasting Results. You shall not be Zimri. You see, every Zimri syndrome around you, you are in a relationship for 2 hours. Oh my God. You are employed for 3 days and the contract ends. What type of thing is this? Huh? These are Zimri syndromes. Things that don't last. Do you understand? You have results, but they never last. Commanding lasting results. Commanding lasting results. Commanding lasting results. And we are running with John 15, 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Yes. Lasting results. Lasting achievements. That's what this thing is all about. You see, we are excited that ABC is 10 years, but our concern is how far. You see, the thing is not that you are 20 years old. The problem is that how long will you stay? You should understand that that's the main thing we are all concerned about. Everybody will tell you, established since, made in 19 this and that. You see, because that's, we use that to say, how long have you been around? Why do we celebrate old people? They don't have much to do. They can't cook. They can't do much. The mere fact that they are still around, it called for a big celebration. Now, we are celebrating this person for being 90 years old. Can you believe it? Not that he's giving you money. No, just the fact that the guy has survived for that long. Longevity. Longevity. That's when God decided to bless us. He said that with long life, I will satisfy him. Not with money, I will satisfy him. With long life, longevity, being here for a long time is very important. Having something that will last for a long time, it is a revelation of a lot of things.
Yes. When you have a school, I mean, you go every community, you find there was, you just find a whole lot of empty buildings that without a roof. Because the school existed, now it exists no more. Yet you enter certain places, you find a school that has been there since 1903. It is still there today. Generations after generations. My God. Why has one school closed? The other one is still running. Effectively so. There's a wisdom that causes things to last. You see, I know you all want to get results, but I want to start drawing your attention into another aspect. The results must be lasting. Otherwise, you are creating a perpetual pain of ever starting. You bring three people to church today, we clap for you. It's a great result. But you see, unless you sustain these three people, sir, you'll have to keep bringing three people every week. And if you see yourself, it's a matter of time, you'll not be able to survive. We celebrate you for buying a car. But if after 3 months, that car is parked and you are still paying for it, now you need to go and get it. You see, that's a pain. That's a pain. That's a pain. That's a pain. We celebrate you for getting a job. But here you are now always in hearings. Here you are now always signing warnings. You see, you are not lasting in the thing. And when you start signing those warnings, you are no more telling us. You understand? You're coming, hey, God has done it. I have a job. But now when you start signing the warnings and attending the hearings, you are quiet. You are quiet. Because something is not challenging your lasting results. Am I communicating to you? This is so important. I hope you will lend me your ears this month. You see, God is going to place in your spirit such a capacity that you will not just dance for having a job. Your desire will now be, look, this job must lend me into something. You will not just dance for having a land. What is it? It must lend to something. There must be a lasting impact. You must not just be happy that 15 people came to church today. You must have a mind. These people must stay here. Otherwise, the pain continues forever. Haven't you seen how our lives are? We are forever starting as if we don't have ancestors. These people you are honoring, you are forever suffering as if you didn't have anybody there before you to buy a house, there before you to do something. You are starting as if you are the firstborn. We honor ancestors. We honor our fathers. But you must recognize that the mere fact that their results was not lasting. Some of them, there's no house. And yet there was a house. I mean, they were not living outside. They were not living outside. They had a house. But you can't trace it today. You can't trace it. They had pot. You can't trace them today. Because though they had results, they didn't capture this wisdom that the results must last. But you are now here as a new breed, a new generation. That curse of forever starting must end with you in the name of Jesus. That must end with you. It must end with you. From you going forward, people will not start as if you were not around. As if you were not around. I mean, most of us start as if there was nobody before us. We fell from the sky like Elisha. Are you here? Now, it takes wisdom to last long. It takes wisdom. I'm riding on Proverbs 9:11 that a lot of you sent me during my birthday. I got a revelation from there, and I hope you caught it yourself. It says, through wisdom, your days will be many. I know you are just blessing me that, you know, God, thank God for many days. No, me, I caught something. That my days are many. My days can be many through wisdom. The days of a business can become many through wisdom. The days of a ministry can become many through wisdom. Meaning anything can last if the right wisdom is applied. Huh? The wisdom of buying your meat and leaving it outside It's a wisdom, but that meat might not last long. There's another wisdom that people used to use of salting the thing and drying the water out by putting it under the sun or maybe under the fire. Today we have the wisdom of refrigerating the thing. It's a wisdom that causes the thing to last longer. It's a wisdom. The thing is not just lasting because it wants to last. There's a wisdom that we're applying on the thing that is causing it to start lasting. The wisdom of the salt or the wisdom of refrigeration. So he says, through wisdom, your days will be many. Your days in that company will be many through wisdom. You go around gossiping about everybody. You go around fighting. You will not last in that thing. Just, you see, you are not having wisdom. You are lazy. You are always sitting around. You are always found in the toilet, on your phone. You will not last. Receive wisdom. For your days to be many in whatever you are involved with, especially good things. And it says, years will be, and years will be added to your life. Years are added through wisdom. Proverbs 11 verse 16, a gracious woman retaineth honor. She retains honor. You know, people are honored on their wedding day, and after that, pew, finish. Many of you, you are only honored on your wedding day. Since then, who has honored you again? Now tell me, who has honored you again? After your wedding day where people were clapping for you, dancing for you, since then, in fact, the very same day, after the wedding, you became normal. You became very normal. Oh my God, help me today. Yeah. Are you okay? Are you, amen? Yeah, you became very normal after the wedding day. But the Bible says a gracious woman retains honor. That honor she caught at the wedding, she retains it. It is easy to be on top. It is difficult to retain the position. That's the main thing. Ask anybody that is number one. They will tell you it was easier to be number one than it was to remain number one. Ask anybody. Ask anybody. It's easy to be married than to remain married. It's easy to buy a house than to keep the house. It's easy to buy a car than to retain the car. Retaining requires a lot of wisdom. True wisdom, the things, the years and the days are many. And he said, now you are learning that this woman did not retain honor because of her beauty. She retains honor because of grace. A gracious woman. I mean, now we talk about her character. It is the character that has kept her in the position. Are you ready for the next line? And strong men retain riches. Strong men retain riches. What a revelation. That's why rich today, poor tomorrow. Not that you didn't have, you are not strong. Strong men retain, strong shepherds retain members. Strong pastors retain branches. Strong men. Retention has a lot to do with strength. Retention. And Proverbs 24 verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. A man of knowledge increases strength. Are you still here? Through wisdom your days shall be many. Strong men retains riches. A wise man is strong. And that is what this whole month is about. Bringing the wisdom that will cause you to have grace to last in anything you are doing. People don't just last. Presidents don't just last. No, there is certain things you do. This guy, Williams, he was speaking when it's raining. He could have stopped the speech if he had wisdom and continued some other time. He was still going to be there. He was insisting on finishing his speech. I don't want to be the first president to not finish my speech on the inauguration day. So he ended up being the first president to die. Wow. There's so much to give you. I tell you, I hope you have a big room to receive.
Are you here? We're talking about the wisdom to last. Today. Wisdom to last. The first question that humans have ever heard. Like when they say a human being. The first time a question was used on them. Is found in Genesis 3 verse 9. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you? Where are you?" Do you know the implication? You didn't remain. You didn't last. Do I need to ask you where you are if you are where I left you? No. I ask you where you are when you've left the place where you were. Our ancestor already baptized us into things not lasting. I mean, we are not in Genesis chapter 12, maybe Genesis chapter, no, chapter 3. You are only on the third. And the first one is just the creation. I mean, we are not even to. So basically, we're talking chapter 2. From chapter 2, chapter 3, we are already cleared. I mean, look at how. This is how long we lasted. This is how long we lasted. Already by chapter 3, you are being asked, where are you? Imagine I place you here and I ask you to do computer work here. I just go to the toilet. By the time I come, the computer is looking at me. I said, where are you? Oh, no. I just quickly went to get some chippies. I quickly went to get some zimbas. I'm coming. Will you last? Where are you? Adam started in the will of God, but he did not remain in the will of God. He didn't last in the will of God. Adam started out with eternal life as a free gift. But by the time we are ending this story, Adam didn't keep eternal life. He lost it. Adam started out with authority and dominion, but he did not remain in that authority. He ended up afraid and hiding behind trees, and he forfeited the authority to the devil. He didn't last as the commander-in-chief on earth. Adam started out in a privileged position of power and influence, but he did not remain. He ended up under the control of Lucifer. So since the days of Adam, men have struggled to remain and to build things that remain. We have struggled to remain. We were supposed to live forever. Every day there are funerals. We didn't remain. James 4:14, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. You see, that was never supposed to be our story, you know? A vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. This is not what God wanted. No. Adam lost it, then this created itself. We struggle to remain with the. I'm telling you, since Adam, let me tell you now, that is going to be your greatest problem, to remain. It's a fruit that remains. King James says fruit that remains. NIV says fruit that lasts. It's the same thing. We struggle to remain. We struggle to remain with the same project. The same idea from start to completion. Come and see us. Fresh ideas every day. And nothing is happening. Luke 14:28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? You see, the thing is not to start, it's to complete. It's to fulfill it. To complete.
It's not to have a job. It's to stay on the job, brother. It's not to have a husband or a wife. It's to stay happily married and fulfilled. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. He says, for if you lay the foundation, which is a very good thing to do, and are not able to finish, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. And this is what is going on all around. Every time a project begins and it is left uncompleted, we laugh at the person. We laugh at his folly and his ignorance. So imagine what ABC could become. A laughing stock. If after celebrating 10 years, God have mercy on us, we descend into ridicule, into scandals. Lord have mercy. God forbid that such a terrible, and you know, that's what Satan is planning on ABC. Let me tell you, as Adam was there enjoying the trees, enjoying the power, Satan was planning his end. I hope I'm not prophesying on myself. Help us, Jesus. So we struggle to remain in the same idea. This year is this idea. Next year, New Year's. You see, New Year's resolution. What about the one of last year? No. That was last year. New Year's resolution. Every year is New Year's resolution. Can't you finish what you started 3 years ago at least? You are receiving wisdom to last. Wisdom to last. Wisdom to last. Listen to me. That's why I have kept the same phone since 2015, I believe. iPhone 8. It's not broken. Why should I change it? Why should I change it? And you know, yesterday or sometime during the week, I needed a very important document which I could not find anywhere else. And I remembered I had sent that document to somebody that has died. I went on my WhatsApp. I located the person's number. I went to the document I sent to the person when he was alive. The document was there for me. The document was there for me. What if I had been in this hype? No. New phone. I was going to be stagnant, having to go through the pain of rewriting the document from zero. Is pastor saying he must hold on to the past? No. But I'm saying sometimes the fact that something is remaining is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. The fact that your phone is not broken is a very good thing. It is allowing you to do other things. We struggle to remain with the same wife and the same husband in a fulfilled way. Look, that we are in the same house doesn't mean we are happy. I can be with you because the Bible says I must do what I have to do. Did you see? But am I fulfilled in this thing? Fulfillment in a marriage is not guaranteed. It's not. Fulfillment is the result of both parties' continual engagement to changing and developing and becoming a better version of themselves so that they are forever enjoyable. Those that end with the marriage date and they just relax now, they are married, yes, but they are not fulfilled in the marriage. Maybe you are fulfilled doing nothing, but the other person that is married to you is really struggling. He's really struggling. I have to be honest. That we have removed the fulfillment part of the thing. It just becomes a painful, burdensome duty that I have to carry. No more enjoying it. Why? Because for you to enjoy this thing, you have to constantly put into it. Constantly. Constantly. So some people have remained married, but not enjoying it. Some that say, you know, this is too much. They just pull out. Because the wisdom to remain was not being activated by both parties. The Bible says that live with them with knowledge. With knowledge. With knowledge. Knowledge must be applied. Wisdom must be applied. to stay with the same person. Eh? We struggle to remain in the same church with the same pastor. I mean, you have a clear example of Adam. God was his pastor, and he couldn't remain with his pastor, and he couldn't remain in the same church. The church was the garden, and the pastor was God. By the time you enter chapter 4, he is no more, God is no more his pastor, and he's no more in the church. Eden Christian Church. Eden International or something. Eden Prophetic and Revelations and Angelic Visitations. My God. He has descended into curses and all kinds of things. He couldn't remain with the same church and with the same pastor. I want to tell you something today, that it is a great achievement when you have remained, even if you are not enjoying it, but if you can remain in the same marriage till the end. Ah. Somebody told Bishop Dag that if I can remain with my wife till I die, it will be equal to all the souls Bishop Dakiwad Mills has won in all the gift that self Holy Crusade. Do you know? He told somebody that if I can survive to stay with this woman till I die, the prize will be the same as all the souls that Bishop Dakiwad Mills has won with gift that self Holy Conference. I mean, healing Jesus Crusade, that all those souls put together is the same thing as him remaining with this woman. Do you understand that type of a situation? People struggle to remain with the same person. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. Let me tell you. You can remain in the same church with the same pastor. There's a wisdom you are using. Yeah. John 6:66, the Bible says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Many went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? Many left Jesus. Brothers and sisters, that people go sometimes is not always a sign that the thing is bad. I mean, here is Jesus. Life itself, people still left him. People still left him. So sometimes people leave just because they have legs. Just because they have legs, they can go. I tell you. Paul is lamenting in 2 Timothy. That was John 6. 2 Timothy 4:9. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Here is Paul begging Timothy to come quickly. Why? Because he has a crisis. Demas has left him. Don't be the reason a church will enter a heavy crisis. Every time you leave, a crisis is caused. Every time you leave, a void is created. You must know that. You must know. When Adam was done, the crisis Adam and Eve created in the garden, we are still suffering it today. That crisis of changing your pastor and of changing your church. Because you feel something is better, there's a better offer over there. No, things are better over there. That was the rendering. That was the narrative that God is not that good, you know. There's a better thing over there. And a crisis was created just like that. Let me end by telling you this morning, as we close, no one is in a church by mistake. The church where you are not in that church by mistake. If we take the example of our ancestor, Adam, he backslid from the church where God planted him. And that seed has been in humankind, nature. You shouldn't allow that seed to work against you. You are not where you are by mistake. Acts 2:47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. You are not there by mistake. God added you to the number. And the Lord added Not the pastor, not the cell leader. Do you believe that God has added you to ABC? Or you think you are just there because you happen to be in the area? No, my friend. And the Lord added to their number. God is the one doing it. Daily, those who are being saved. Now, if God has added you, the last time I checked, whatever God does shall be forever. That's what I know. That's what I know. That's what I know. And what did they do when God added them? Now that is Acts 2 verse 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, which we're going to do this morning, and in the prayers. Can I tell you the truth? I broke bread with some people 5 years ago. I'm breaking bread this morning and they are not in the fold. They didn't continue in the apostles' doctrine. And they didn't continue in the fellowship. They didn't continue in the prayer. Therefore, they also fell in the breaking of the bread. Are you here? I will break bread with you just now. And we're going to share in the communion. You see, the Lord Jesus shared the communion with his team, and that was the last, we call it the Last Supper. And guess who couldn't stay till the end of the Last Supper? Judas! And guess what became of Judas? Catastrophe. Catastrophe of high proportion. That God is asking, Judas, where are you? Adam, where are you? Where are you? I don't see you at prayer again. Where are you? I don't see you in the fasting again. I don't see you in reading books again. I don't see you on the streets again evangelizing. Where are you? Where are you? You started well, but along the way, what happened? Listen to me. Before we can produce lasting ministries, lasting marriages, lasting businesses, lasting whatever you want to last, lasting jobs, we ourselves must be a lasting fruit yourself. Before you can produce lasting fruit, you must become a lasting fruit yourself. Like wherever you are, we must not ask, where are you? Yourself. 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 Lasting. 10 years from now, I shouldn't ask, where are you? A lasting fruit. Say with me, I am a lasting fruit. I'm a lasting fruit. I'm not a casual fruit, a temporary fruit, a once in a while fruit. I am a lasting fruit. Lasting, 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 lasting fruit. And the people that are lasting fruit this morning will speak like Paul. This is my closing statement. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 to 8. I have fought the good fight. Eh? I have finished. Not that I drop off. Did you finish school or you drop off? There's a difference. Did you finish school? I'm asking you a question. Did you finish school? Drop out. Drop out. And the same way you have dropouts in school, dropouts in Christianity, dropouts in ministry. Started winning people today. He's winning beer. I have finished the race. May this be your words. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. You see, grace to last is coming to you as I'm reading these statements. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. I have kept it. God is not asking me, where are you? Pastor is not asking me, where are you? I have remained. I am a lasting fruit. I am a remaining fruit. And that's why I can produce remaining fruit. See, that's the problem. We cry why people don't stay in the church. They don't stay because the people that bring them themselves are not lasting fruit.
kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. You know, the appearing of Jesus is the end of Christianity on earth. Do you know that? Like, we are waiting for the appearing of Jesus, because that's the final blow. That's the taking away of the church from this earth. So he says, he who overcomes till the end, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. Be blessed. Be blessed. This morning, I want to pray for you. See, I know with all my heart, nobody wants to start something and the thing just fall off the road like that. No. But humans have been too trained. It breaks, they just go and start another one. They don't ask, why did it break? What happened? Why didn't it work? They just go and start another one. And then it breaks until they die. And by the time they die, they are like orphans. And the people they leave are starting as orphans. You don't have to live like that. Don't just get results. Learn the key to lasting results. And I'm starting to dish out those keys from next week, Sunday, on a subject I have captioned, Principles for Lasting Results. I will give you 10 solid keys that will guarantee whatever you are doing, if you follow that wisdom that I'm going to share by the grace of God, whatever you will do will start standing. Start standing. Some of the keys are bumped into them. Others I've learned from my fathers. Others is my observation. You know, this is what I can say after 10 years of doing something and 15 years of doing it consistently. Are you here? You want to give your life to Jesus today to enter an eternal journey with no turning back. I'm going to count up to 3 and you raise your right hand so that pastor can pray for you. 1, 2, 3, you can raise your right hand. You want Jesus? God bless you. Now, if you are listening or you are watching and you want to recommit yourself, you really feel that you keep falling off and coming, you keep starting over again, and you can see for yourself, this is no way of living. You want stability, lasting results. It's possible. From tonight, Jesus can help you. Actually, from today. Also, at the count of 3, you can raise your right hand. 1, 2, 3. I want you to commit. I want God back. God bless you. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Thank you. For dying on the cross for me. Right now, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died and rose on the third day. I open my heart. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.